Welcome to What Am I Looking At?, a podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Catherine Baker, and I'm a professor specializing in the history of medieval and early modern art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving you insight into works of art from across history that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. So let's get to today's dive into the visual world on your radio. Where does the truest beauty lie? In nature or in our own imaginations? Is the purest loveliness the real, or in what our mind's eye can envision for the world? These are questions that pulsated below the surface of many images made during the mid-16th century, when the perfected naturalism of the High Renaissance shifted sideways, and a new vision for the world began to bubble up. A painting by the artist Francesco Mazzola, known as Parmigianino in tribute to his hometown of Parma, is an excellent example of this new approach. Christened Madonna with a Long Neck, the image perfectly embodies its title, and we are confronted with a composition centered around a sinuous Virgin Mary with an impossibly elongated bridge between sloping shoulders and surprisingly small head. While at first glance this picture of the Mother of God might only appear extraordinarily elegant, all serpentine curves and delicate folds of shiny cloth, the more one digs into her form, the less it begins to make sense. Take, for example, her right hand, which gestures delicately towards her heart. With outstretched fingers, the closer we look at these lengthy digits, the more we realize that their extent and movement push beyond representational norms established in the Renaissance. Some have turned to medical diagnostics to explain this departure, with the Italian medical scientist Vito Franco suggesting that Parmigianino's model had Marfan syndrome, a disorder where overly flexible joints are paired with long appendages. A hypothesis that cannot be 100% ruled out, it does nothing to explain the other departures from convention that Parmigianino made, particularly the size and length of the Christ child himself. Here presented asleep, the infant's torso, which twists across his mother's lap, is uncannily long, its extension making the loss of his neck via pendulous cranium even more striking. This lolling head, which turns towards us, rests on his mother's thumb, her hand cradling a limp left arm. Combined with his slight pallor, this positioning of the body reminds the viewer not of rest, but of death, a likely foreshadowing of Christ's future crucifixion. Parmigianino makes this reading clear with the reflection on the silvery vessel held by a youthful angel in the left foreground, which reveals the form of a cross. Commissioned by an erudite noblewoman in 1534, the appreciation of this painting rested precisely on its artfulness. For this audience, the Virgin's long neck might not have just been a strange elongation, but instead a clever break from Renaissance perfection that echoed the Marian hymn that intones, "Your neck is like a column." What Am I Looking At? Is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at A-State. Stay tuned next week for another exploration of art over your airwaves.